This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, I got to get into this Southwest Airlines stuff in just a little bit. I'll grab your calls if you're on hold. Stay there. Get to those momentarily. I just had a great description of Margo via the text line. Somebody texted me and said, Margo sounds like she'd be the hardcore Yinzer version of wherever she's from. Meaning, you're very York. Is this true? Is that a good description?
I don't know.
I like it, though.
I love that description.
Yes, you're the hardcore Yinzer version of wherever you're from. Like, you're York.
That's sick. Honestly, York is a good place.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You Pittsburgh's know who's from York? Awesome, too. But
you know who's from York? Dave Sunday.
You've told me this, and I don't know who that is.
All right, forget it. Look it up. Look up Dave Sunday and York.
And
he was,
you know,
in this office,
else?
And he had security with him.
Oh, dang.
He's the attorney general.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, okay, you act like you know
Well,
him.
You know who else is from York?
Who?
The most famous person from York, like you
Peppermint
say.
Patty.
No, Margo Renz.
Get out of your mind. 866-391-1020. I want to talk to Bob and Peters, but then I got to get to this story from Indonesia. Bob is in Peters. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, man, what's going on? Hey, because the reason I'm calling about this stuff, right, this National Guard, you know, stuff. I mean, if you believe the stuff that Trump says, you know, I mean, let's say crime is terrible, and that's everything is, because what he does, he plays on weak-minded people. You know, he is always yelling like there's a fire in the next room, you know, and we have to take care of it. But the thing I wanted to ask you, because of the fact, did you ever hear a group or a story called McNamara's Morons?
No, tell me about them.
Okay,
or are you going to be like... what's his name from Ambridge and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about?
No. It started like in 1983, because right after, President Nixon was thrown out of office. Okay, the Republicans were in a lot of trouble because their party was in shambles because they lost their president. One of the aides that worked, okay, for Nixon, he came up with an idea. Who are we going to get to build this party back up? Right, so when he came up with the idea, let's go and recruit the bottom or the bow people.
Didn't they have a heavy influence on trying to sway people's opinion about Vietnam?
It's about like rebuilding the Republican Party by using weak-minded people. Like, and he said, how are we going to bring, people in this party? Well, he said, because first of all, we're going to start in the South.
All right, Bob, listen, I don't want to have a big protracted conversation.
Wait a minute.
But because you made a point that I think is flawed to start.
Okay.
So you don't think that Washington, D.C. and Chicago have an inordinate amount of crime?
Yes, I do think there's crime there. Now, but the problem, see, which I have was that, what other cities, or is this, why is he shipping this National Guard,
this is boring me, I'm sorry. I don't know how nice to say it, it's just, that was boring me. 866-391-1020. If you want to have a good conversation before you come on the air, have all your ducks in a row, your thoughts concise, and let's rip through it, because that makes for much better radio. All right, here we go. Indonesia. So whatever people complain about living in I live in America. If you want to complain about that, maybe you ought to listen to these 36 seconds from Matt Piper, CBS News correspondent, about if you had been unlucky enough to be born in Indonesia.
The two men in an Indonesia conservative province were among a group of people publicly caned. It's after an Islamic court convicted them of violating Islamic law by hugging and kissing, which the court rules can lead to banned sexual relations. The men, 20 and 21 years old, were whipped across their backs with a cane dozens of times by a group of people wearing robes and hoods. The province allows up to 100 lashes for morality offenses, including gay sex and sex between unmarried people. People there are also caned for gambling, drinking alcohol, women who wear tight clothes, and men who do not attend Friday prayers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Could you imagine if in America, especially in the fall, that they hit people with canes for gambling? Imagine this during college football season. If they hit people with canes up to 100 lashes, women who wear tight clothes. Have you ever watched an SEC football game on television? Gambling. Every single person in that place gambles. Even the priests down there gamble. Drinking alcohol. You imagine getting 100 lashes for drinking alcohol in Tuscaloosa on a Saturday night. Come on. And or sex between unmarried people. Hell, even gay sex. Any of it. So the next time you feel like complaining about living in America, whatever the rules are. Think about that for a minute. Think about walking in to a football stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee, and somebody saying, hey, it's a Friday night, hosting Georgia tonight. Let's go Vols. But here's what we're not allowed to do. No tight shirts for the ladies. Well, I'm out. No gambling. Well, hell, gambled on the high school game last night. No drinking alcohol. No drinking alcohol. I've been drinking since 5 this morning. And no sex between unmarried people. Doesn't matter what their sexes are. No sex between unmarried people. That's how I was going to cap off my evening after the Vols won. Everybody wouldn't have any flesh on their back left in America. So be happy you don't live in Indonesia.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.